Hello.
Yes.
Hello, my name is Marcela and I am calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. So first of all, let me ask you, are you registered to vote in Florida?
You're calling from where?
It's from Opinion Research.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I have a little public opinion survey about Florida. It's only about 7 minutes long. So would you be interested in answering a couple of questions?
Go ahead.
That's
Make
okay.
It quick.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary elections for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, already voted, or chances are...
Probably vote. I'll probably vote.
Okay. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And in what year were you born?
1969,
thank you. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian
black.
Or Pacific Islander? Okay.
Black.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I'm fine. It's okay. I don't have any problem.
Would you say it's in the right direction?
Somewhat. I mean, look, somewhat. Politics is not important to me. Really. I mean, I'm not that concerned with politics. I don't see politics as my everyday life, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm good.
Yeah, that's okay. And now I'm going to read you a few names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, you can let me know that as well. So
okay.
The first one is Joe Biden.
Well, as far as I know, he's not running to be our president again.
Yeah,
I respect the man.
Yeah, so would you say you were very favorable, somewhat favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
Okay. Next we have Chad Klitzman.
Oh, I don't know him.
That's okay. Never heard of. Next we have...
Never heard of.
Okay. Next we have Rodney W. Jacobs Jr.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next is Kamala Harris.
Oh, she good. I'm good.
Very favorable.
Yay.
Okay.
Yes.
And next we have Barbara Sharif. Sharif.
Barbara Sharif.
Yes.
I've heard of Miss Barbara Sharif. Yeah, I could support her.
Okay, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And now is the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif, Rodney Jacobs Jr., and Chad Klitzman. For whom would you vote?
I think I'd go with Sharif. I've met her before. I've known a little bit about her. So I think I'd go with her. I don't know the others.
That's great. Now we're almost done. So how certain are you that you would vote for Barbara Sharif? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay. And now still thinking about the Democratic primary elections, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. So I'm going to read you the options and you let me know which one you think is the most important. The first one says, home and property insurance, then we have healthcare, protecting reproductive rights, climate change and the environment, voting rights, jobs and wages, LGBTQ rights, education, or other.
The property tax, home and the property tax. That's a big issue with me.
Which one?
Property tax, the first one you read, I think.
Yeah, home and property insurance, thank you. And now, finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. So, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal. I'm a moderate. I'm in the middle.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have an associate degree.
Associate degree. With that, okay, so I could choose the non-college post, which includes vocational, technical, or trade school. Then there's some college, including community college, your degree.
Community college, yeah.
Okay, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Patricia.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today, and thank you so much for participating
thank
and for
you.
Giving your opinion.
Yes.
Thank you. Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.